In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angels can also present themselves as ordinary people, such as the archangel Saint Raphael, when he accompanied Tobias on his journey, or with majestic and brilliantly shining forms, like warriors in battle. In the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 11, verses 8 to 9, we are told that they were still near Jerusalem when a rider attired in white appeared at their head, brandishing golden weapons. With one accord, they all blessed the God of mercy and found themselves filled with such courage that they were ready to lay low not men only, but the fiercest beasts and walls of iron. Also, in the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 10, verses 29 to 30, it says, "When the battle was at its height, the enemy saw five magnificent men appear from heaven on horses with golden bridles and put themselves at the head of the Jews, surrounding Maccabeus and screening him with their own armor. They kept him unscathed, while they rained arrows and thunderbolts on the enemy, until blinded and confused, they scattered in complete disorder." In the life of Therese Neumann, a great German mystic who lived from 1898 to 1962, it is said that her angel frequently took on her appearance to appear in different places to other people as if by bilocation. The servant of God, Sister Lucia of Fatima, says something similar to this in relation to Saint Jacinta Marto, both Marian visionaries from Fatima. On one occasion, a cousin of hers had run away from home with money stolen from his parents. When his money ran out, like a prodigal son, he was homeless until they put him in jail. But he managed to escape, and one dark and stormy night, lost in the mountains without knowing where to go, he knelt down to pray. At that moment, Saint Jacinta Marto, then a 9-year-old girl, appears and leads him by the hand to the road so that he can go to his parents' house. And the servant of God, Sister Lucia of Fatima, says, "I asked Jacinta if what he was saying was true, and she told me no, that she didn't know where those pine forests and mountains were, where he had gotten lost. She told me, I just prayed and asked a lot for him out of compassion for Aunt Victoria." A very interesting case is that of Marshal Tilly. During the War of 1663, he was attending Mass one day when Baron Lindella told him that the Duke of Brunswick was beginning the attack. Tilly, who was a man of faith, ordered everything ready for the defense, saying that he would take over once the Mass was over. At the end of the Mass, being present at the command post, the enemy forces had already been rejected. When asked who had led the defense, the Baron was surprised because he told him that he himself had led it. The Marshal replied, "I have been in the church attending Mass, and I have just arrived. I have not taken part in the battle." Then the Baron told him, "It will have been your angel who has taken your place and your appearance. All the officers and soldiers had seen the Marshal himself in person directing the battle." We can ask ourselves, how did that happen? Could it be his angel, as in the case of Therese Neumann and other saints? There is an extraordinary case in the life of Sister Maria Antonia, who lived from 1900 to 1939, a Brazilian Franciscan nun who saw her angel every day. She says that in the year 1918, Her father, who was a soldier, was transferred to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Everything was normal, and he wrote regularly until one day he stopped writing. He just sent a telegram saying that he was sick, but nothing serious. The reality was that he was very ill with the terrible plague called Spanish flu. His wife sent him telegrams, and they were answered by the hotel waiter named Michael. During this time, Sister Maria Antonia prayed a rosary on her knees for her father every day before going to bed, and sent her guardian angel so that he would go to take care of him. When the angel returned, at the end of her rosary, he put his hand on her shoulder, and then she could rest in peace. During the time that her father was seriously ill, the young man Michael attended him with special dedication. He brought him to the doctor, gave him medicine, cleaned him. When he was recovered, he took him out for a walk and gave all the attention of a true son. When at last he fully recovered, he returned to his house and spoke wonders of that young Michael with a humble exterior, but who hid a great soul with an ideal heart that inspired respect and admiration. Michael was always very reserved and discreet. He couldn't know more about him than his name, but nothing about his family or his social status, and he didn't even want to accept any reward for his countless services. For him, he was his best friend, whom he always spoke of with great admiration and gratitude. Sister Maria Antonia was convinced that this young man was her guardian angel, whom she sent to take care of her father. The tradition of the Catholic Church says that when Pope St. Leo I, also known as Pope Leo the Great, left Rome to talk with Attila, the king of the Huns, who wanted to take and plunder the city in the 5th century, a giant angel appeared behind the Pope. Attila, terrified by his presence, ordered his troops to withdraw from the place. Was he the Pope's guardian angel? The truth is that Rome was miraculously saved from a terrible tragedy. A contemplative nun wrote the following to us. I was 2.5 or 3 years old when the housekeeper of my house, who took care of me when she was free from her kitchen duties, took me to church one day. She went to receive communion, and then she took out the host and put it in a little book and hurried out, carrying me in her arms. We arrived at the house of an old witch. It was a filthy and dirty shack. The old woman placed the host on a table where there was a strange dog, and there she stabbed the host several times with a knife. I, who at my young age knew nothing of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, had at that moment the unquestionable certainty that there was someone alive in that host. From that host, I felt a wonderful wave of love come out. I felt that in that host, there was a living being dying from that outrage, but that at the same time, he was happy. I approached to take the host, but the housekeeper stopped me. Then I raised my head and saw very close to the host that dog with open jaws and eyes of fire that wanted to devour me. I looked back as if asking for help and saw two angels. They were, I think, the guardian angels, mine and of my housekeeper, and it seemed to me that it was they who moved my housekeeper's arm to get me away from the dog and delivered me from evil. The angel is our protector, and he will be of great help to us if we invoke him. Do you invoke your guardian angel in temptations? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.